Today we are talking about the MVP. And no, I'm not talking about the most valuable pizzaiolo or the meat and veggie pizza. No, I'm talking about the minimum viable product. And I sort of wanted to bring this up after my conversation with Armin from Jacari's Pizza. And he talks about how he created a pizza catering cart that was kind of shitty, had poor welding, had little portable ovens on it, but he didn't stress. He didn't go above and beyond to try to make sure everything was perfect. He didn't try to overanalyze things. He didn't even raise a ton of money so that he could try to build the best product ever. Instead, he built something super functional to try to validate his product. And that's what we're talking about today. Armin is the type of person to be careful when it comes to business. He lived in Los Angeles, and rather than start a brick and mortar location there where he already had the experience making pizza, he already had connections, he moved his ass up 3 hours north over to Fresno, California, where the cost of living is cheaper and the cost to entry is cheaper. But after selling his brick and mortar, he decided that he would go back to LA and try his luck there. But this time, opening up a catering operation. Now, long story short, his first idea got shut down. His second idea, which was the pizza catering cart, it almost seemed like he was in a desperate situation. From getting beat down from his first concept to the pandemic hitting, he just needed something that was functional and that would work. He was also out of money and had limited options. So he went to Craigslist. And he found somebody who was willing to trade a crappy golf cart for his nice ovens. And because he no longer had an oven, he just opted for some portable ovens, strapped them onto a golf cart, and said, let's roll. And I really wanted to touch on this because it is so key. I have been guilty in the past. And just as a quick example, I have a huge appreciation for frozen pizza. I grew up eating it almost every day, unfortunately. It was the easiest thing. You take one out of the freezer after school, you pop it in for 2 minutes, maybe 2 minutes and 15 seconds if you want the extra crispy pepperoni on top, and it was just satisfying even when it would burn your mouth. The little French bread ones from Costco. But I grew up on that, and it's probably one of the most unhealthy things you can eat, and I wanted to revolutionize the way frozen pizza was being made and eaten, and I thought of the craft and all of that. And in doing so, in that interest, I started looking at how to ship frozen pizza, how to freeze frozen pizza, what is the co-packer, what is third-party logistics, all of this, all of that. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't make a frozen pizza and try to sell it to somebody. Now, why is this important? Because selling something is the foundation of business. You are exchanging a product for something else, which in this case would be cash. Now, I could have given it away, and I think that would have been one step closer to my goal, to see if people even wanted it for free, to see if there was feedback. But truly, selling something and seeing if there is a market or a demand, getting their honest feedback because you sold a product and therefore the person buying the product should have legitimate feedback. So if you can get that feedback, all the better. But I didn't do any of that. And where are my frozen pizza dreams now? In the freezer, waiting to be defrosted and rejuvenated again. No, but all playing aside, I am not ready to go into another business like frozen pizza. But what I do want to tell you, if you're starting any sort of new venture, remember the minimum viable product. There are so many benefits to just making that first sale, learning from it, and iterating it. Because what Armin did is he took his shitty golf cart, went to the first event, and while I don't know word for word what happened, this is probably how it went down. goes to the event, notices he doesn't have enough counter space, takes a mental note. Goes to the second event, notices that his refrigeration could probably be set up in this way, takes a mental note. Event after event after event, he'll take mental notes, and then on his second cart, he makes all those improvements. And then he goes and does more and more and more. And then on his third cart, it comes out even better. And so forth and so on. And on the fourth cart, he now has like Tesla Model X doors on there, white lights. It is popping, it is cracking, and it is looking beautiful. And I think the problem that we have is like, we want our very first product to be Armin's fourth catering cart. But many of us won't get to that fourth catering cart unless we come out with the first catering cart or the second catering cart or the third catering cart. There is a process to this. There's a process to creating a frozen pizza line. Am I going to get to Costco French bread pizza on the first try? Probably not. Could I have gone to a farmer's market and sold it? Could I have tried selling it to a neighbor or a coworker and get their feedback and then iterate? Maybe I need more cheese. Maybe I need longer fermentation or shorter fermentation. How are we to know unless we have a minimum viable product that we can sell and get real hard data on? And so that's what I implore you to think about anytime you open up a new business, start a new venture, take on a new project. Try not to overanalyze it. Try not to do too much research. And do the most important thing, whatever that important thing may be. I will leave you all with a quick segment from my conversation with Armin. Really moving stuff. If you haven't checked it out already, make the time. Especially if you're in the mobile catering game or want to be in the mobile catering game, or looking to expand your brick and mortar and get a mobile catering setup going, Armin is building an empire. Very business savvy, very smart guy. And he's gonna do things in this life. So check this out, check this episode out. I appreciate you for listening. Till next time, peace.
You know, in business, you don't have a right to do big mistakes. It can just completely wipe out all the hard work that you already did. I saw that people started to do those little parties, 20 people, 15 people. That's when it came to my mind that, hey, I need to change the concept. So I had a big pizza oven, those Italfornis, those big ones, and I didn't want to spend more money. And there was a guy who traded that oven for a golf cart. Shitty, those tailored down shitty golf carts. But I didn't have extra money to spend on, you know, do something fancy. And first, you have to validate your concept. Does that work or not? So that's where I started. One refrigerator, the cheap LED lights and stuff, and the TV mounted wrong way. I've been learning how to do the stuff. I was not like a handyman or whatever, right? And then when I see that it's picking up. And once I have that paperwork, I already got the health department permits and stuff like that. It's going to, hopefully with Godspeed, it's going to be in all over United States. I want to make it a big franchise.